This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 5 Lent Monday. First posted March 10th, 2008. Psalm 31:1-5, 9-16. Prayer for deliverance. Paraphrase: I seek refuge in you, O Lord. May I never be put to shame. Deliver me by your righteousness. Hear me and rescue me quickly. Be my rock of refuge and a strong fortress to save me. Yes, you are my fortress and my refuge. Lead me and guide me for your name's sake. Deliver me from the snare that has been hidden for me. Into thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. Psalm 31:5, compare Luke 23:46. O Lord, be gracious to me, for I am in distress. My body and soul are worn out with grief. I have spent my life in sorrow and sighing. My strength fails me and my bones waste away in my misery. All my adversaries treat me scornfully, and I am a horror and an object of dread to my friends and neighbors. When people see me in the streets, they avoid me. I have passed out of memory like one who is dead. I have become like a broken pot. Yea, I hear the whispering of many terror on every side, as they scheme together against me to take my life. Psalm 31:14. But my trust is in you, O Lord, you are my God. My circumstances are in your hand. Deliver me from the power of my enemies and persecutors. Let your face shine on thy servant. Save me in thy steadfast love. Psalm 31:16. Commentary: this psalm is attributed to David, who experienced threats and persecution by his enemies during his lifetime, but trusted in the Lord and was delivered. The Lord is a strong fortress to those who take refuge in him. There is no real security in anyone or anything other than the Lord. When we trust in the Lord for our refuge and strength, he is able and faithful to deliver us from every enemy and danger. Nothing, including physical death, can defeat us. Hebrews 2:14-15. When we commit our lives to trust and obey the Lord, he will lead and guide us daily by his word and his Holy Spirit. There have been trying times in my own life when I have been in similar situations, and can relate to the psalmist's cry for help and deliverance. When we experience trouble, our friends seem to disappear. Even our own family members may try to avoid us. They don't want to share our worries and troubles. I waited until I experienced disaster, when my own worldly resources were exhausted, before I turned to the Lord. If I had been following the Lord in obedient trust, I would have saved myself a lot of grief and worry. The Lord doesn't cause our troubles, sinful people do, including ourselves. But the Lord uses those experiences to teach us that he is the only real security there is. He wants us to learn that he can and wants to save us and bring us safely through. As we experience his gracious help and deliverance, we grow in faith, so that the next time we experience trouble, we will have confidence in the Lord. This psalm is the psalmist's personal testimony, and it is God's word inspired in the psalmist by the Lord. God's word is eternally true and is fulfilled over and over as the conditions for its fulfillment are met. The psalm is also prophetic, and it was fulfilled in Jesus. Compare Psalm 22. His enemies plotted to take Jesus' life, and he was scorned and rejected by his own people as he was taken to be crucified. He was surrounded by people who murmured against him as he was dying on the cross. Matthew 27:38-43. Jesus declared on the cross that he was committing his spirit into God's hand. Luke 23:46. Trusting that God had redeemed Jesus from death. On Easter morning, the world witnessed God's redemption of his perfect servant and only begotten Son, the Messiah, the Son of David. 1 Corinthians 15:3-9. Jesus' mission on earth was to become the only sacrifice acceptable to God. Acts 4:12. For the forgiveness of our sin, disobedience of God's word, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right, but also to show us by example how to trust and obey God's word, and to demonstrate that there is existence beyond physical death. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14.